What's up, Walter? This is Master P, a.k.a. the Ghetto Bill Gates. You heard me, little one? A.k.a. Pistol P. I'm coming at y'all with a ghetto public service announcement. This is a serious issue, little one. It's a lot of angry, broke rappers out there running their dick suckers. That even sound like they got a little bitch in them. May even be doped up. But when times get hard, they choose to bang on wax. A little word of advice. Robbing, stealing, killing other rappers on records do not make you a thug. I repeat, robbing, stealing, killing other rappers on records do not make you a thug. It's a true sign that you're seeking attention. You need help. You don't know what you're doing. You paranoid. You probably working for the police because you telling somebody what you're going to do on a record. The street definitely not going to respect you. You know, you probably was a coward before you became a rapper. You probably used to get your ass whooped in your past life. And now you're using a formal way of words to take out your frustration on other people that's doing better than you. Or even turn your back up on somebody that you once called your friend. That's a sign of unloyalty, cowardness. In other words, nigga, you ain't nothing but about a dollar. And that's some bitch ass shit. Remember that. After you get your 5 minutes of fame from the local DJs that may think this shit is funny. Nigga, music is not funny. This is not a sitcom where funny is money. You gotta realize you broke. You still in the hood, nigga. You not rich. Now your friends not laughing no more. Your own homies don't want to ride with you, smoke with you. The DJs not playing your music no more. Your hood don't respect you. What you gon' rep, nigga? You don't stand for shit. This ain't the old days when banging on wax was cute, nigga. This shit is real. You can't go to clubs no more. The only motherfuckers gon' entertain it or write about you XXL cause they into that old bitch ass shit. Nigga, you can't even go out of town cause niggas in other hoods ain't gon' respect you. You know what? When you get out there and look into the eyes of niggas that you talk about, fans, and some of these niggas may have even millions of motherfucking fans. And when you look into the eyes of real niggas that's throwing shit at you on stage, and before you run off, nigga, you realize that you ain't no motherfucking rapper, you a motherfucking heckler. And you ain't no motherfucking hustler, cause hustlers make it happen, nigga. We don't talk about it. In hard times, we stick together, nigga. Pressure ain't nothing to a real nigga. Hard times ain't nothing to a real nigga. Family and love is something you can't pay for. Remember that, pussy ass nigga. Any nigga that rap about a nigga on a record is a bitch ass nigga. That's one to grow on from the ghetto Bill Gates. This public service announcement is over, nigga. The new no limit, we still doing it. We could never fall off. I got about 3 million buried in the backyard, nigga. We have to go back, you heard me? Free C Murder, he not guilty. That's what's happening. This broadcast is not dedicated to any individuals, but if the shoe fit, wear it. Oh yeah, also vote no on Proposition 369. That's the street against banging on wax. No more profiting on mixtapes or CDs due to controversial music. Yeah, niggas, be original. Rap about some real shit, niggas. In other words, get a life. All you motherfucking gangster motherfuckers that's banging on wax, let me shut y'all motherfucking mouth. I don't give a fuck if you local or nationwide, nigga.